If not for a pair of tough innings, the Moose Jaw 15 UAAA Canucks might have seen a different result in the opening game of their Sask Premier Baseball League doubleheader against the Saskatoon Astros on Saturday afternoon. As it stands, Saskatoon would put up a pair of 8-run innings and go on to a 21-6 victory to open the Twinbull and then rolled to a 10-0 win in the rematch. The two losses were the first of the season for the Canucks, who now have a 2-2 record. With the first game tied 1-1 heading into the third inning, the Astros would send 12 batters to the plate, taking advantage of a double, triple, 4 singles, walk and a pair of errors to key their big inning. Moose Jaw got right back into it the very next frame, though, putting up a 5 spot of their own and closing to within 3. Saskatoon added another run in the fourth and tagged on 3 more in the sixth before cracking the 20-run mark with another 8 runs in the final inning. Kyren Ernest had a 2-for-4 game at the plate that included a run and an RBI, while Tyson Ross was 2-for-3 with a run scored. Luke Pratt also had a pair of hits. Ryan Gibbs, Marcus Capili, Max Craig and Breton Hutchinson all saw action on the mound for Moose Jaw. The first 5 innings of the rematch quickly turned into a pitcher's duel, as the Canucks' Hunter Scott and Saskatoon's Chris Rockman kept the bats largely in check. The Astros got on the board with a run in the first and 2 more in the second, but that would be it until the top of the sixth, when Saskatoon put another 7 across the plate to invoke the mercy rule. Scott would allow 6 runs, 4 earned, on 5 hits while striking out 7 in 5 innings of work. Ernest closed out the contest. The Canucks are right back in action with another doubleheader on Sunday afternoon, as they are in swift current to take on the 57s. Next home action is Wednesday, May 24, when they host the Regina Wolfpack. Game time is 6 p.m. from Blackwell Diamond.